in a field. In California's Central Coast, farm workers are picking and boxing celery, putting it in crates. The government deems these workers essential during the pandemic. People have to eat, but some workers do not feel well protected. NPR's Danny Hajek reports.
Around Bakersfield, California, 74 residents have tested positive for the coronavirus in part of the state's most productive agricultural region. Teresa Mendoza is anxious. I'm very worried, she says, but I don't have a choice. I have to work. Mendoza's been a farm worker since 2004, and she's a member of the union United Farm Workers. She makes minimum wage, which in California is $13 an hour. I'm alone, she says. I have to work because I have expenses. I have nobody to help me. There are over 850,000 farm workers in California, according to data from UC Davis. Nearly half are undocumented. And undocumented workers are excluded from the coronavirus relief package passed by Congress. That includes Mendoza, who's long felt that President Trump's immigration policies target her. Now, in a deadly pandemic, she says the government suddenly sees her as essential. Right now, we feel they need us, Mendoza says. But once this crisis is over, they'll forget about us. They'll forget about the workers. Over a third of America's vegetables and two-thirds of the country's fruits and nuts are grown here in California. A couple hours outside Bakersfield at a citrus orchard, two farm workers are hauling big bins full of oranges. One of the workers is named Carlos. He asked that we only use his first name because he's concerned about losing work. His daughter recorded this audio for NPR.
Tengo 48 años en trabajando en el campo produciendo todas las.
He says he's worked in the California fields for 48 years.
Por todo, no más por mí, por todo mundo.
As farm workers, we pick for the rich and the poor. We feed everyone, he says. Yet right now, we're not being prioritized. For Carlos, who's 73 and diabetic, the coronavirus is especially concerning. He's paid as an independent contractor.
Do you get paid sick leave?
No. Nada.
Nothing.
Ni agua siquiera.
Not even water, he says with a laugh. California labor unions say farm workers are sometimes denied paid sick leave by their employers. And in the U.S., where about 20% of farm worker families live below the poverty line, Carlos says he worries people will show up sick to make the hours. Even though they might get yelled at, a worker will go in their car to lay down, Carlos says. Then they'll come back out and pick fruit for the rest of the day. For Manuel Cunha Jr., that's no way to run a farm.
No. I just have real problems with that because the people that are going to get hurt are these workers.
Cunha is the president of Nisei Farmers League in Fresno, so he represents the employer side of this, about 650 growers and 100 labor contractors.
And when we encounter a bad grower in our organization, we will drop them.
Bottom line, he says, sick pay for employees is the law in California. And if a farm worker doesn't feel protected...
You know what? Have them call me.
Cunha's working with manufacturers to get ear thermometers for farm workers in packing houses. He's even petitioned the White House for respirator masks. And other California growers, like Ryder-affiliated companies, are offering virtual appointments at their healthcare clinics.
We're going to get through this, but I do really care very, very much about these workers.
They're the backbone of California agriculture, Cunha says, an essential part of an industry worth over $50 billion. And as the coronavirus continues its spread across the U.S., keeping Americans fed means these farm workers are on the front lines of the outbreak. Danny Hajek, NPR News.